Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, February 28th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Maloff here. In part two today, we're going to speak with Ron Rasmussen, superintendent of Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. We're going to be focusing on Think Elementary and talking with some of the people from over there. Right now, we have in studio Felicia Gardner, resource specialist with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. And Felicia and I were talking in their pregame a little bit. It's been a while, Felicia, since we've been able to hang out. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time, and just want to say right away out the gate how much we appreciate the ADRC, you and the staff over there, all the volunteers, all the great work going into taking care of some of our more vital part of our society and our community here. Really do appreciate the work you guys do over there. Felicia, we got a couple of places to go today. Let's go ahead and jump right in. And spending some time on socialization in Wisconsin Rapids at the Lowell Center. Let's get into this one a little bit and hopefully give people some ideas of some things to do and maybe make some plans.
Yeah, so socialization is a really big thing that a lot of seniors struggle with, or after they maybe lose a loved one, they have a hard time socializing and are just not always aware of different programs that are out there. So I just kind of wanted to bring up some different topics or different things that happen at the Lowell Center, which is also known as the Senior Center or the Old Mall.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one too, yeah.
Yeah, so one of the big events is Bingo Day. I apologize, I forget. It's always Tuesday or Thursdays. I think it's Thursdays. That's a big event. A lot of people show up. Exercise groups. There's always different exercises going on. They have drumming, which is a very loud activity.
I was going to ask, yeah, that seems like a loud one.
That's yeah, you always know in the office when that cardio drumming is happening, but it's very entertaining and they love it, and that's a great way to exercise.
Yeah.
They also do, swimming, line dancing. They also have a walking path at the ADRC. I actually use it almost every day, twice a day.
I would definitely take advantage of that. Yeah, that's a smart idea. Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll see a lot of folks that are doing their routes too, doing those and keeping track, and that is just wonderful. I love to see that.
Great way of getting those steps, getting a little bit of exercise, and especially this time of year, you know, in a nicer atmosphere, nice warmer weather and all that. I think that's one of the more traditional things that we look at when we think of activities for this age group and different things to do for this age group. What I'm really encouraged by is some of these other ideas and stuff that I don't think we would know unless we were talking with you, Felicia. Just going back to the drumming exercise, it is funny. And it is a little funny to me that whether it's a little kid for like one of their first or second Christmases and you give them the drum set, but you do that not for your own kids, but for like your kids, like your sister's kids or something like that. And now we're doing it with our seniors. Now, I love that. I love the full circleness of that. And the idea of the exercise you get from doing something like that, the fun and the entertainment part is great. That's a real cool part of it. Maybe it brings you into it. But there is some really good exercise that comes from doing this and cardio that can come from this. And especially to a part of the body, I think that especially the older we get, and I say this as with senior parents that I take care of or help assist, they often forget about, they focus on the lower body so much and not so much the upper body. Mm-hmm. And there's no real rhyme or reason other than maybe, you know, some of the traditional stuff we know for seniors. Hey, we walk when we get older. Got to keep up those steps and everything. But we don't focus as much on the upper body. The drumming kind of helps with that a little bit.
Yeah. And a lot of folks too, you know, they think just because maybe like, for example, my grandfather, he's got Parkinsonism, you know, so walking is a little challenging for him. Now, he could do this exercise program, and a lot of folks are sitting down. Some are standing, some are sitting, and there's, you know, options for all those kind of things.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
That's another good point of, you know, what you offer over there, too. It's not just, well, this is the one thing we offer. You're giving multiple options for people who are in different situations.
Yeah. A lot of accommodations are made over there, obviously.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's really, and it shows how in tune the ADRC is with our community. Mm-hmm. And that's so appreciated. And really leads to more people hopefully getting out of the house, hopefully reaching out and you know, getting that help. The isolation that we talk so much about with our seniors, because while we're talking about exercise and so many of these things, we also talk with the ADRC a lot about mental health and you know, trying to get people to do this. And I I say this with all the empathy and love I can in me as somebody who just loves our older population and the people that pave the way for us and everything. Sometimes you need a little encouragement too to get out of the house. Sometimes you need a little motivation to get out and everything. Some of these activities can really be that. And I one thing that really helped me with my papa, my grandpa, before we lost him, my papa really was always a social guy. And then the last couple of years of his life, he stopped doing it a little bit more. And one of the ways we got him to kind of get out there out of his comfort zone, if you will, was kind of like, you know, Pop, this mean a lot to me. It would mean a lot to me if you did this. And it I don't want to say tricked him. I don't mean it literally like that, because he knew there is no tricking that man, especially me. but he saw right through what I was doing, but he still did it.
Yeah.
If that's what it takes, it doesn't hurt, because what all of this leads to a good thing in wanting more for our senior population and wanting them to have more socialization and more opportunities to get out of their wheelhouse and their comfort zone sometimes and just enjoy some fun.
Yeah. And when I meet with people in my office, if socialization ever comes up, I'm usually taking them over to the Centralia Center and having them hook up with the lady over there to give them tours and talk about what opportunities are available. I know that they're actually going on a trip to Ireland. I would personally love to go with them.
Yeah. We got to get a big suitcase.
Yeah.
We got to see if we can stash a log on that. That sounds like a lot of fun. That's a very cool idea.
And they do a lot of cool things. Like they do the Milwaukee Brewers trip.
Yeah.
A lot of sports things. But they also do out of country, out of state type things that I think are awesome.
We, I do a lot of shows and do a lot of work with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. And I know that they often will go over there and take in a show. And that's well appreciated by that. I love that when that happens. It's one of my favorite shows whenever I'm a part of a run, just because of the idea of the support that exists there and giving seniors some fun to take in while also they're supporting local theater. It's a really win-win combination between nonprofits. I love seeing when that happens.
Absolutely.
The music groups and the dance groups is a really fun part of this too.
Yes. Yeah. When I'm doing my little laps, I will often see they'll be doing their little line dancing practices, and that's really nice to see. It's, you know, often the same people, but sometimes you get new people, and it's great to see them having a good time.
Well, I think there's a really interesting point. If you don't mind me touching on this part of it, Felicia, I feel there is a tie-in, all and maybe a reach, but I feel like there is a tie-in here. I just celebrated a birthday, and I turned 48. And I did not realize I was getting that close to 50. Like, it took 48 to be like, I've had plenty of time to be prepared for this. But it really, like, hit me off guard. And I don't mind getting older. I look at it as a win in the win column. It's a lot better than the alternative. But it was a little bit kind of like, whoa, I haven't really thought much about aging. I really haven't. I focus so much on my grandparents and my parents and helping and assisting them. I really genuinely had not thought much about this. And as I started to think about it, I started to think about, well, I got to kind of take my own medicine here a little bit. I talk with you guys at the EDRC. We've been doing this for 8-9 years talking with you guys. And I've learned so much from the EDRC and had so much more understanding of what my parents or my grandparents or just friends of mine that are in that age range are going through. We're getting closer and closer to that. Our generations are getting closer and closer to that. So I think it's never a bad idea to start not only maybe volunteering for some of these activities and getting a little bit of an idea of what this kind of world is like, but also, you know, paying it forward a little bit, because you're going to want somebody to do it for you one day. There's a little bit of that. There's plenty of reasons to do this, but to that age range, to my generation and generations like that and everything I'm saying, this is something to really think about. And I cannot encourage you enough. Volunteering or being a part of the ADRC is a great way to, I think, have a little more, I don't want to use the word fear, but for lack of a better word, fear of getting older. I think you see seniors, you talk to them. I'm not worried about it because of my papa, because of my grandfather. I talked to them late in life, and they were fine. They were just as sharp and just as ready to go as ever. I think there can become some comfort with that while also doing some good.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have people that do the Meals on Wheels delivery driving, which is great.
Yeah.
But there's also people that come in the office, and they sort our files for us and make folders, and they are wonderful. I would love to have them every day. Unfortunately, we don't get them every day, but they make a world of a difference for for us.
And with these activities that we're talking about, there really is virtually something for everybody there. Mm-hmm. But if you are a senior out there or somebody that has an idea maybe for a class or a group or something, hey, pitch it. You know, let's hear you out. Let's see what you got to say here and see if something might be there. Because almost all of these ideas kind of start out that way, which, absolutely. Oh, I wonder if they'd like this. And then, boom, here we are. Everybody's line dancing. Yep. It's great.
Yeah. There's people that play cards, all sorts of different cards there. They make cards, cards for holidays and things, mm-hmm. and it's just all sorts of great things that they do.
And if you're curious about any of these, you would like to dip your toe in before you go swimming or something like that, reach out to the EDRC and find out more. They'll answer any questions you have. They really love doing that. They're part of the job.
Yep, that's the fun part.
I do also want to remind people that the wonderful website you guys have, adrc-cw.org, adrc-cw.org. Not only can you see some of the events that Felicia was telling us about there, but all the support groups and the different things that exist there and some of the really, really great work that you guys are doing over there with those groups and giving some comfort and some information to people in similar situations like Alzheimer's and dementia or other groups that you have going on over there.
Yeah, and one thing I do want to mention about those groups too is there are quite a few of them, and some folks are not always comfortable coming to the groups. Mm-hmm. And I can't verify, but I'm pretty sure a lot of them have the option for virtual, so you could do it from home, you know, if that's something that's more comfortable for you. And I definitely encourage you to do that.
Because, you may start out that way. Maybe eventually you do feel like, comfortable going there. Mm-hmm. But we just want you to be a part of these groups, whether it's virtually or physically. And that's, again, a big tip of the hat to ADRC doing that. We understood why, during the pandemic that existed. I think that some of this sticking around is really good for people. Absolutely. It's very helpful. And even people who can't get out of the house physically or something but want to be a part of these groups.
Yeah.
It's a really nice feature to be able to offer.
Yeah.
We're speaking with our friend Felicia Gardner, resource specialist with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. As far as socialization at the Lowell Center, you want to move on from that? Did you touch on everything you wanted to there, Felicia?
Yeah, I think
okay.
I did.
Because I did want to touch on some advocacy days coming up in March. It is crazy to think February is already over. That is already kind of a little shocking, but it helps because there's some things that we really look forward to coming up in March.
Yeah, so advocacy days are a huge thing in our world. Alzheimer's Advocacy Day is coming up March 4th, so that would actually be next week sometime. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but Tuesday, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think Tuesday. Yeah. With that day, mm-hmm. In this one, unfortunately, this topic is becoming very similar to the cancer topic, where it used to be everybody knows somebody of 6 degrees of separation, and now that's gotten to be, well, everybody knows somebody.
Correct.
And I think this is another topic that everybody knows somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, it's hit my family hard, and I know many others out there that it has, and on what you've shared and some others. So when it comes to this group, this day, I think we think of a national day of, and we immediately think, well, how do I celebrate that? And this is kind of something where you might not feel like how to celebrate. That doesn't maybe feel like the right word. But information and learning about this topic. Are there other suggestions?
Yeah. So, a big part of these advocacy days is I know I did the aging advocacy day last year and I was terrified. But I wanted to push myself through and I was so happy I did it.
Good on you.
The big thing is you go down to Madison. I believe they're all down to Madison. Mm-hmm. You meet with the senators. You meet with staff. From other counties and talk about topics that you want to bring up to your senators. You kind of prepare in the morning. You have about 5-10 minutes with your senators. You advocate as much as you can. You get your picture taken at the Capitol.
Cool.
And you just work together to kind of advocate on behalf of the different populations mm-hmm. that we really truly care about. And it's a good connecting opportunity to meet with other counties and other staff members that do what we do and are just as passionate as we are.
I will say I cannot speak for all of our reps or senators in our state, but I can speak to Senator Teston, Representative Krug. I talk to them once a month.
Sure.
And these guys love the opportunities to hear from you. That's their job. and they want to. You're their boss. They want to hear from you. And when we bring attention to these different things that we're passionate about, they understand, well, this is important to my constituency. This many people showed up. This many people brought these, testimonials and different things to hit on this stuff. It's part of how I think we have gotten better on certain topics in society is just the grassroots effort of people making the time to go down there and talk about these things to them. To no fault of their own, they can only be in one place at a time. They can only take in so much information. We got to meet them halfway. You know, if you care about something like a topic like this, we got to meet them halfway and sometimes go to their house to bring it to them. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Appreciate what you experienced and everything. Thank you for sharing that. So I don't know if a lot of people understand this part of these days. You know, we talk about them a lot, but we kind of talk about them and then move on.
Sure.
These are too important for that. This is a 24-hour day thing. This is something where you can do some real good with these topics on these particular days.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a Disability Advocacy Day that is coming up March 12th.
Correct. Yep. And that's another opportunity. I unfortunately have not been to that one. Advocating for individuals that have disabilities, Medicaid, Medicare, advocating for all those different topics. Another thing I do want to bring up is that just because these are advocacy days and it tends to be a lot of staff members, it absolutely does not need to be staff members. It can be people in the community. And I know when I went to Aging Advocacy Day last year, it was a whole lot of people just in the community that really cared and were passionate. And that was really great to see. It's not just about us paid folks that this for work. We truly care.
Need all types and all types help. And it's how we keep democracy alive and well. It's how we do that while also getting these things in front of them and so they understand how important they are and how much they mean to us.
Yep.
With everything I talk about with Alzheimer's or I talk about with our senior population, all those things are very important. I do think that when it comes to disability advocacy, that I don't say one is more important than the other, but your voice, I think, when it comes to disability is so vital. This is a portion of our population that even in 2025, I don't feel like we're paying nearly enough attention to. We're doing enough. I don't think that we see enough people in this realm represented enough either, whether it's TV, movies, or just in journalism or any of these things. This is a gray area for us still in society. This is something that we're still, I think, behind on. Where so many of these things, I think we're doing great work on, and we're really making, droves of mental health just alone on that topic, and then anything under that umbrella. We've come leaps and bounds as a society. There's still work to be done, but we've come a long way with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yet with the disability and the people that struggle with this, I don't feel like we've done nearly enough on this topic, and just the opportunity to talk about it even a bit today, I was really looking forward to.
Yeah.
Bring attention to this, not only to our communities and to each other, but certainly to our representatives is really important especially on Disability Day. And again, that is March 12th.
Yep. And another thing, too, that I saw actually this past week, I want to say it was Facebook or one of those things, is I saw that the local NAMI group, I'm going to say it wrong, National Mental Health Alliance, something along that.
Yeah, you're getting closer than I would, and I apologize because I should know it, too. I talk about them every week. Yeah.
So I think a bunch of them went down and met with Tustin and had a good conversation with them, and I think that's really important to spread that topic of the help that's needed.
Doing some great work over there now. All the people are part of NAMI. They really are.
Yeah.
And we wrap up with Aging Advocacy Day that is actually in May. It's coming up May 13th.
Yes. So
on that one, how do we approach that one? How do you approach that one?
So I did that one last year,
right.
And I was terrified. I'm, actually kind of a shy individual, but I went, and we had training in the morning, and everybody kind of decided what we were going to talk about in our minimal 5 minutes to the senators, and then there's individuals that weren't comfortable speaking, and that was totally fine. They kind of sat on the sidelines, but were still a part of the day. And we just voiced to the senators what we thought was important. Tustin was amazing. He, had a lot to offer. He was very open to hearing what we had to say. We didn't meet with Krug, but we did meet with one of his staff members, and he was also very open to hearing what we had to say. And it was all ultimately a great day. And if you ever have the opportunity to go to any of these days, I would strongly encourage you to do it.
Thank you for sharing that, Felicia, and thank you for doing that. When I start out these interviews and I tell you, you and your staff, we appreciate you guys, all what you do, I'm certainly touching on the day-to-day and what you do over there on the norm, but things like that, the above and beyond, that's really what I'm hitting on. That's part of what, it's not necessarily in your job description, but there you are doing it, and you're not alone in that, and I greatly appreciate that. Again, for everything that we've been talking about today, and also just out of a care for this population and people, you know, fighting for that and wanting more for them and a better life for those individuals. That goes a long way. With this one coming up, are you planning a similar thing again? Or
I actually probably won't be going to this, but I've encouraged a whole lot of new staff to go to it. Right and on. I've been pushing right it real hard because I think it's really educational.
Well, and you are an inspiration for it, too. Again, I understand that it cannot be that easy sometimes. I think with my job, you may think that I'm just fine with this stuff. I'm not. I'm nervous all the time. And it never. But you care about something, you push through to do it.
Yep.
That just shows how much you care about it. And not only for you, but to anybody out there, I think that that's encouraging. And I think that... You know, and good on you for doing it, by the way. That's awesome. That's really cool.
Thank you.
Felicia, we have it's been a great conversation. It just flew right by. We look forward to talking with you again real soon. But with everything we've talked about today, if people have follow-up questions, they want to know more, maybe they'd like to volunteer over there or find out more about Meals on Wheels, how can they reach you? How can they find out more?
You can come to the Centralia Center. Our office is located Suite 1. You can give us a call. I'm not prepared. I do not have our phone number on us.
I do. Okay. 715-424-8454.
And that's actually my direct number.
Oh.
Which is totally fine. Okay. We also have a main number.
Yeah.
Let me see. I don't think I have that one on me.
I thought I did have it. I apologize. I thought, if you have questions, you can call 1-888-486-9545. That's 1-888-486-9545. Yeah. And you can also go to their website, adrc-cw.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well and share the things that they are doing on your pages. Felicia, thank you again for the time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.